Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Senator McSally, should the Senate consider new evidence as part of the impeachment trial?
Man, you're a liberal hack. I'm not talking to you.
You're not going
to
comment, Senator?
You're a liberal hack.
Senator, do you regret what you said?
No, Laura, I do not. They are so biased. They are so in cahoots with the Democrats. And they run around trying to chase, you know, Republicans and ask trapping questions. I'm a fighter pilot.
I feel the need for speed.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is a woman with an amazing record of service to this country, and she really acted like a punk.
Takes one to know one.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
Well, if they did the right thing, she would personally call you and say, I'm sorry, it was an awful, awful thing that she did.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This LSU team will long be remembered as one of the greatest in college football history. And I just want to say congratulations and go Tigers. You guys are going to make so much money. Coach, if you'd like, we can take whoever wants to come to the Oval Office. We'll take pictures behind the Resolute Desk. It's been there a long time. A lot of presidents. Some good, some not so good. But you got a good one now. Even though they're trying to impeach the son of a bitch. Can you believe that?
Unchained and unstoppable.
You have a great business. You've been voted number one at everything. No matter what you do, you seem to be number one. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired because you're doing too well. So I'll just say you're hired.
We love you, Howie.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I don't know if that was real or not, but I'll take it. All right. It's my birthday. How do you know it's my birthday? Today it's not snowing, but it is the coldest day of the year so far. So it must be my birthday, right? All right. I'm glad to be here. We are broadcasting live from the local in Waltham, Massachusetts. It's right off of 128. Come on down. The place is jam-packed, but there's some tables still open in the dining room. The windows are open so you can hear me. You can hear the show. I think we're about less than an hour away from cutting the cake. See this big crowd. I'm not going to make people wait for the nice birthday cake. It's great to be here. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Thank you. Thanks for coming out. We really appreciate it, it's wonderful to be here, and I'm happy, and I'm glad that the president has welcomed the LSU Tigers, the national football team, to the White House today. It's been a great day all around, and he's put together his legal team. It's going to include Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, Robert Ray, the guy who succeeded Ken Starr as the special prosecutor. Should be interesting. 844-500-4242. So Grace and I are going to be here for 3 hours today. Well, we're going to be here for more than 3 hours. We're going to be on the air for 3 hours. And then everybody who's here should get into the contest for the raffle to have dinner with Grace and I tonight, or with me. And we'll pick the winner at, like, I don't know, 5:55, something like that, right at the end of Police Blotter Facts Friday. And then Taylor will take over for the last hour of the show. And then I've got some plans for this evening. I'm going to give myself a birthday present. Oh, and hey, visitor, Frank Bellotti is here, the former Attorney General. Give Frank Bellotti a hand. He came up. He's from Quincy. Grace is going to get him right now, so he can say hi. This is really fun. It's nice to be here. And again, if you're just getting off work or you're just driving around today, you have the day off, whatever. We're on 128, and it's It's the local, and it's in Waltham, and no admission charge, and everybody who comes by gets a buck. I don't know how many riflemen we've got left, but I think we still got some what really happens left. So come on by, and we're having a good time here. 844-500-4242. Grace is here, and she's down right now. She's trying to finish her column for the Herald, too. Kathy says, happy 43rd birthday, Howie, laughing out loud. What's so funny, Kathy? What's so funny, laughing out loud? 844-500-4242. There's a lot to get to here today. As you know, the circus is in town in D.C. Here he is. Here's the former Attorney General, Frank Bellotti. Hey, Frank, thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Star-studded event.
It is. It's good to be here in a place, Frank. This is Waltham, where you can still get plastic bags when you go to the grocery store. Unlike the town I live in up here, and the town where most of the towns in this area, it's over 50% of the state now is towns and cities where you can't get plastic bags anymore. How ridiculous is that? And did you hear the latest from Joe Biden? Some woman at an Iowa event said, shouldn't we ban plastic bags? And then he said, of course we should. Of course, he would, if they'd said, shouldn't we ban anybody or anything, he would have agreed with her, too. He also said that Beto O'Rourke is Hispanic the other day. Did you hear that? Yeah. Someone said, he was in Texas, and he was being asked about some bust-out presidential candidates from the Lone Star State, and they asked him about Julian Castro, Fidel's younger brother. And Beto O'Rourke, and he said, I'm going to put some Latinos in my cabinet.
If you are the nominee, will you consider either Beto O'Rourke or Julian Castro as a running mate?
Yes, I would. I'd consider either or both of them. But I've spoken to each of them and spent some time talking to them. My plea to both of them is that they stay engaged. They are talented, talented people, and there are a number of Latinos that have endorsed.
Joe Biden. I can't believe they're promoting Joe Biden. Really, CNN. They'd be better off with Bernie. They don't understand that. Did you see? Incidentally, the smoking gun got the Bernie Sanders rock star list for what he needs for the hotel rooms when he gets in. Did you guys see this list? What a guy he is. He insists that in his hotel suite, the temperature can't be over 60 degrees.
Well, you insist the temperature in the studio has to be over 85 degrees, so I don't know why you're making fun of Bernie. You have your temperature preferences as well.
I think Bernie likes to keep it down to 60 degrees because it reminds him of what he plans to do when he and his campaign staff are going to send all of us to the gulags, not the Siberian gulags, but I don't know what state he's got in mind for us.
Yeah, this sounds like a virtue signaling list that he's showing off what an eco-conservative he is.
No, but it also says the room should be checked for leaky faucets, slow-flushing toilets. I find that really ironic because Trump was talking about the slow-flushing toilets the other night at the rally, remember? He said about how the environmental regulations had ruined the toilets, and now it turns out he and Bernie, this is the second time in 1 week that they have made common cause. Bernie denied that he said anything to Elizabeth Warren that she couldn't win, and Trump backed him up, and now they agree about slow-flushing toilets. Let's see what else they've got here. He needs a small junior suite. We have no need for a large suite. Please avoid this upgrade as much as possible. He's concerned about polar bears, you see. It would be better for the environment, though, for his carbon footprints, if he avoided the large jets and flew commercial and had the big upgrade to a larger suite at the Holiday Inn.
I agree with Taylor. This is so forced. There's no way that
you don't believe
this. No, I mean. Me, if I had a rider for events, it would be divalicious. It wouldn't be coming out like, oh, Grace wants everyone to have a good time. That's so, oh, we think he's just this perfect that he's like, I don't need this, I don't need that. There's no way that's what he actually wants. He wants like only red M&Ms or something.
No, it says he also wants a bathtub, if possible.
TMI.
What?
Too much information.
No, but I mean, a bathtub is something that older people ask for because they grew up with bathtubs, right? Not showers. I mean, no younger person is asking for a bathtub. I don't think. I mean, they might say, oh, that's cool. That's a bathtub. I'll use the bathtub. But they're not asking for it.
Brandon's in the back. Brandon's saying he would ask for a bathtub. He's a big bathtub guy.
They must also check for any leaky faucets, slow flushing toilets, slow draining bathtubs. What does he care about the slow draining bathtub once he takes a bath? You know, it's got all night to drain. And then when you leave the room, you must toss the room, making sure nothing is left behind: documents, computers, personal belongings, etc. The memo notes that any documents discovered must be shredded.
He sounds more and more and more like Larry David's impersonation of Bernie Sanders. Thank you very much, VIPs. Thank you.
844-500-4242. It's great to be here in Waltham. And again, anyone who's just driving around, you're not doing anything this afternoon, we still got room here. It's crowded, but it's comfy here at the local in Waltham. It's right off of 128. You can see it from the highway. Look forward to seeing everybody, and we'll be cutting the cake at about 4 o'clock. Okay, 844-500-4242. Somebody says, how much electricity does Bernie's pacemaker use? Hey, he's been going up in the polls since his palpitations. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the trash man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I feel kind of sad for Joe Biden, and you know that's when it's not going well for him, right? Because I'm supposed to want him to fail at every turn, but every time he comes on stage or they turn to him, I'm like, Joe, can you get it out? Let's get the words out, Joe. You kind of feel bad for him. The problem is that's their front runner, guys.
Yes, that is. That's their front runner. He also forgot an Obama cabinet officer the other day. You got that cut, Taylor?
I'll get it. Let's do the poll question.
Okay. Today's poll question is brought to you by New England Center for Hair Restoration, now offering initial hair transplant procedures at the reduced price of $6,000. Learn more with a free consultation by calling 800-313-HAIR. That's 800-313-HAIR. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be witnesses in the Senate trial?
I think the Democrats will regret asking for them, but yes, I think there will be.
52% say yes.
52%. Yeah, I think it could go either way, but I think the Republicans would like to just get the thing over with. But I think there's going to be these defections from the RINOs, the Susan Collinses, and the Mitt Romneys, and Lisa Murkowski, and so they're gonna have them. You got the cut. Here is Joe Biden having another memory lapse.
in our administration, Barack and ours, we brought in, for example, Republicans to be cabinet members. And they were great cabinet members, but they agreed philosophically, like Chuck Hagel, to come in to be Secretary of Defense. We brought in a guy from Illinois who ended up being a great Secretary of Transportation. I mean, Secretary of Transportation.
I could remember his name, and I've thought of him maybe three times since he left, but I can recall his name. Ray LaHood, right? I mean, this guy used to meet with him probably, what, once a week, twice a week? Plus, Ray LaHood was in Congress for probably 25, 30 years, the House, but Biden was in the Senate, and he can't remember his name? Of course, he can't remember what state he's in either, can he? He doesn't know that.
Howie, the mailroom manager would like you to know that your birthday present just arrived at your house in Florida.
My birthday present just arrived at my house. Butcher box. I'm all set. 844-500-4242. Let's play some cuts from the LSU ceremony today. He brought the players in. I didn't see any of them lighting up cigars. Did you, Grace?
No, because they know they're going to get arrested if they do.
I don't think there were any ESPN reporters at the White House today to complain about the cigar smoke. Let's see here. Joe Burrow is the LSU quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner. He says, "I got something for you, Mr. President." But let's hear it. Okay, cut 16.
Yeah, it's so awesome to be here. It's a moment we'll never forget. It was a great season, but this is a great way to cap it off. So thank you so much. And we got a little jersey for you right here.
I thought he was going to give me the Heisman Trophy. He's just giving me a jersey.
Oh boy. So this is in the intro, but it bears repeating. I mean, can you ever imagine any other president after you hear this saying what Trump says here? Cut 14.
Coach, if you'd like, we can take whoever wants to come to the Oval Office. We'll take pictures behind the Resolute desk. It's been there a long time. A lot of presidents, some good, some not so good. But you got a good one now, even though they're trying to impeach the son of a bitch. Can you believe that?
Howie, can I just read you the headline from Business Insider about this?
Yes.
Basic stand-up routine that Trump gave. Trump ranted about impeachment to LSU football players, calling himself a son of a bleep, and suggested the team would have killed terrorists. Does that sound like what you guys just listened to? That's the media.
Ranted. And incidentally, you've been hearing now, it's might as well be on a loop on CNN. They're ripping into Martha McSally, the senator from Arizona, who told the reporter for CNN, the Capitol Hill reporter, that he was a liberal hack. But guess what? Oh, well, we'll do it when we come back. We'll play you the cut. Someone else lashed out at her. At him, excuse me, Manu Raju. Someone else lashed out. Someone who's under FBI investigation right now. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Howie is collecting some serious swag tonight. He just got a beautiful framed photo of him and Donald Trump. Things are looking up.
Is that a real photo?
Of you and Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is? I don't even remember that photo. I mean, that's why when you know the president, when you don't even remember photos.
Howie, that was one of the first times. Oh. Remember? And then there was a picture of you guys on the couch at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, that's okay. Now I remember.
Mar-a-Lago.
You really are a cool dude.
I'm turning into Joe Biden. I don't remember
is
stuff.
Is that
And then there was
photo?
That guy from Illinois that I knew for 45 years. What the hell was his name? Roy? 844-500-4242. So I want to play, first I want to play the cut of, this is Ilhan Omar with Manu Raju. And he was asking, it was a random act of journalism. He was asking her a real question about all these scandals that she's involved in, whether it's immigration fraud, tax fraud, student loan fraud, bigamy. That's always my favorite one, bigamy. You know, people get into jams a lot, but how many people do you know that have ever been charged with bigamy? Most of the time... Most of the time, nobody's in a rush to get married again after one of them goes south, right? They take it easy remarried again. But she was apparently a bigamist. So he was trying to ask her this. This is the CNN reporter that Senator McSally from Rhode Island. I said she used to be from Rhode Island, from Arizona, lashed out at. But anyway, this is Ilhan Omar with the CNN reporter in last year, just last year, cut nine.
This morning you said the president traffic.
What is wrong with you?
Question about your tweet. You had a tweet saying the president trafficked in hate.
I tweeted. There's a response. You can run that and have a nice day.
So she didn't call him a liberal hack, but she said, what's wrong with you? I mean, that was a slap, right? Did CNN go crazy for 24 hours about it? But let's... Exactly. Let's play the original cut, and then we'll play CNN's response. So Martha McSally is in the Dirksen office building on Capitol Hill, and she's walking into her office, and Manu Raju is there with his camera crew and tries to ask her about whether she wants witnesses. Here it is.
Senator McSally, should the Senate consider new evidence as part of the impeachment trial?
Man, you're a liberal hack. I'm not talking to you.
You're not going
to
comment,
Senator? You're a liberal hack.
All right, we're here at the local in Waltham. I'm gonna need a show, not of hands, but of applause. How many people here at my birthday party think that Manu Raju, not to mention any reporter from CNN, is a liberal hack? It appears to be nearly unanimous. Okay, so let's go now with, this is CNN. This is the supercut of CNN. And this includes, this supercut includes Chris Fredo Cuomo calling her a punk. Should a guy named Fredo be calling anybody else a punk? Here it is, cut 10.
Based on the mutually agreed fact of her slur against Manu Raju today, I think it's fair to say that McSally's days of engaging in rational discussion are over.
There was this incredible and frankly shocking moment that was beneath the dignity of how a senator should behave.
And it is a very incredibly telling moment.
I mean, it's obviously indecent and based on a desire to not have accountability.
My reaction was that her behavior was disgraceful. Behaving disgracefully.
It was disgusting. It was awful. It was an awful, awful thing that she did. It's awful.
Oh my God.
Called him names.
She thinks that that's going to score political points for her. People in Arizona are smarter than that.
It's harmful to democracy.
Calls him a nasty name.
It just demeaned the office.
It wasn't exactly what Sarah Palin used to like to call a gotcha question.
I'm not being defensive of him because he's my colleague.
When they tell the news media go away, they're telling you at home to go away. That's not just about us. It's about you.
They're attacking a fundamental part of American freedom.
Revealed her contempt for professionalism, one of democracy's core tenets.
The whole MAGA universe is just going to be trying to weaponize what President Trump has created, which is this groundswell of media hatred.
She should call up Manu Raju, apologize to Manu Raju.
I agree, Wolf.
I misspoke. Sure. I'm sorry I did that.
Misspoke. You know,
and then whatever she said.
We know exactly.
And then
what
she should
saying.
Issue a public statement.
That's sweet.
Apologize.
She won't.
That's sweet.
If she were a man, she would.
I wish
do
I
that.
Lived in that world.
Howie, can we all just take a moment and remember when Fredo Cuomo was accosted by a heckler and told him he would throw him down the stairs? I think that's a little more aggressive than calling someone a liberal hack, is saying, I'll throw you down the stairs.
Wait, here's how I'm going to describe what Fredo did when he threatened to throw that guy down after it had a couple of bad ice cubes. I'd say what Fredo did was a slur. It was shocking. It was beneath dignity. It was indecent. It was disgraceful. It was disgusting. It was awful. It was harmful to democracy. Oh, that's what they said about Senator McSally. Oh, boy. Do we have that cut, by the way, of Fredo going crazy? Here.
I'll find it.
Okay, well, let's play. Well, this is Cuomo. This is Cuomo talking about how what McSally was doing here. Cut number eight.
What bothers me isn't what she did. I've seen a lot worse.
No, it bothers me.
It's why, though. Well, we get disrespected all the time. We see politicians do it. Look at the president of the United States. That's nothing compared to what he does. But it's why she wants to impress him. She didn't even support him in 2016. She called him out about his treatment of women.
Maybe her 401k is looking pretty good, Fredo. Did that ever occur to you? Maybe she's looked at the unemployment rates in Arizona, which is probably like under 3%. You know, maybe she's looked at the destruction of ISIS in foreign policy. Maybe she looked at the North American trade deal. Maybe she looked at the China trade deal. Perhaps she changed her mind. Anyway, Senator McSally, do you want to apologize for what you said? Cut three.
Senator, do you regret what you said?
No, Laura, I do not. And I said it again, actually, as I went in. I said, you're a liberal hack, buddy. As you know, I mean, these CNN reporters, but many of them around the Capitol, they are so biased. They are so in cahoots with the Democrats. They so can't stand the president. And they run around trying to chase, you know, Republicans and ask trapping questions. I'm a fighter pilot. You know, I called it like it is. And that's what we see out of the mainstream media, and especially CNN, every single day. So obviously, I'm gonna tell the truth, and I did it today, and it's laughable how they've responded.
Well, they were saying, you've gone full Trump.
Well, they've also said that it was unbecoming a senator, and I lashed out.
She sounds really, really broken up. Like, she really regrets it.
Yeah. Remorseful, I believe, is the word you're looking for, Grace. She wants to say an act of contrition. Okay, so we have the now let's go back to last summer, where Chris Cuomo, after having a couple of mid-afternoon adult beverages, is confronted by another person at a bar, probably in the Hamptons, I think, somewhere on Long Island, in the ritzy section. And apparently Chris Cuomo can't take the fact that this guy is calling him by his Rush Limbaugh nickname of Fredo. So here it is.
Your nickname?
I didn't call you that. You
called me Fredo. You know my name now, Fredo.
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was Fredo. Don't be a liar.
I thought your name
was. Want to be a man? Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
You want to be a man?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Then own
it. Then own what you said.
Hey.
Then own what you said.
Listen,
take
man. I have a problem with you, man.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
Please do.
Why? So you can sue?
You don't want to.
So you can sue?
Well, why don't you do it?
Take a swing. You want to call me Fredo? Take a swing.
I'm not going to swing.
Take a fucking swing. Watch your fucking hands.
I'm not going to swing.
Watch your fucking hands.
I'd forgotten he called that guy a punk, too. That's one of his favorite words, Fredo's favorite words, is punk. Takes one to know one, Fredo. That would be my guess. 844-500-4242. A texter says, how is it always someone on our side that has to apologize? They have to ask you to apologize. You know, If a Republican, if someone who's somewhat identified as a Republican does something, every Republican in the world has to apologize. You know, whether you're a county commissioner or a member of the Newton City Committee, right, Tom? Everybody's got to apologize.
And they, Howie, they put on this fake, like, clutching their pearls type thing where she said liberal hack and we're all so upset. I don't buy it, because then when you catch them on a hot mic or in a video camera, they're threatening to hurt people. So why am I supposed to believe that you're all so sensitive and can't take the heat? You dish it out, learn how to take it.
cat. Yeah, as I've often said to Elizabeth Warren, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the teepee.
How dare you?
Or should I say wigwam? I don't know. I don't know what her people lived in. They lived in wigwams or teepees. 844-500-4242. So Kyle Jurak, you know who he is? He's the guy that works for Bernie Sanders, and they've refused to fire him. He's the one who said he wants to send that after Bernie's elected, they're going to probably have to start setting up gulags to denazify basically people like us. That includes you too, Frank Bellotti. being a normal Democrat, everybody who does not eat avocado toast for breakfast has to have a goatee is going to have to be denazified. So now it turns out though that this guy Kyle Jurak has got a record as long as your arm. He's a different kind of criminal than Ilhan Omar. He's been charged with possession of pills that he didn't have a prescription for, drunk driving, assault, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a project. This is the Project Veritas video, and Kyle Jurak is talking about all the crimes. This guy is a paid field organizer for Bernie Sanders, not to be confused with James Hodgkinson, the volunteer in 2016 who shot up the congressional Republican baseball practice. Cut one here.
Me in Denver, who I'm kind of like seeing, dating, sort of. We're out knocking, get done. We're going to pick up a bag, like we're going to go get a bag of weed. Because I was like almost out. And like she went first, and then I like left. And like a cop met me at the intersection. I went through, he turned and then fucked me over. And like immediately he's like, why does it smell like weed? I don't know what you're talking about. And fucking pulled me out of the car, searched my car, found my weed, found my grinder, found my bowl, found my keef.
Oh, man.
Took me to jail. I was there for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Found his bowl? Was this Kyle Jurak or Hunter Biden? Dude! You know, I worked for Bernie, and I was running low on weed. It's not like I'm a drug abuser. I don't go out and buy some weed till I'm, like, running low, man. Just happened to have a few pills on me, too. I like to get high, and then I think about, you know, putting all those people wearing MAGA hats into concentration camps, dude. Totally. Totally. What a great idea. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We will be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
So how do I look? Do I look like I'm getting younger? Thank you. I'm not that I'm fishing for compliments or anything, you understand. Joining me now, we're at the local in Waltham, and we're having a great time with all the listeners that have come out, and we're going to cut the cake in just a few minutes. And joining us now, though, is Dr. Welter, and I'm going to be having a procedure done tonight on my face. And Dr. Welter, explain to me, tell us who you are, first of all.
Yeah, so I'm a doctor who did a lot of research in regenerative medicine. Really, the whole idea of regenerative medicine is
getting close.
Taking your cells and activating them to regenerate your face, regenerate tissue. You can do it in your bones and joints, and also with hair restoration. So I've done that for years. Now I have a team of doctors that work with me and do the procedures that I help to put together. And
Dr. DeStefano is working with you
Dr.
now.
Dr.
DeStefano did all my hair.
Yeah, he's a great, what a nice guy he is. He's just a phenomenally nice guy, Mark. So Dr. DeStefano's been working with us, and he's done now, he's learning a lot of our cell therapy as well. He's still doing hair transplants. And then we've I've got a great team of, like I said, surgeons, doctors, and then a PA, Jason Sorge, who helped do your face the other day. He did a great job. I mean, just the day before you went to see Donald Trump, that was an amazing story. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, and I looked a lot better, and my face keeps getting better. So what are you doing for me tonight?
So we're going to finish up a little bit. Jason will come in and he'll do your neck with the CO2, the cell therapy, and the PRP. So we'll get that. That'll tighten up your neck quite a bit, pull that in a little bit, make you look a lot younger. And then we're also going to do cell therapy to your hair to hope to stimulate your hair a little bit as well.
Cell therapy for my hair. See, when I come back here next year, you're not even going to recognize me.
Well, it is. It's something that's pretty cool because
already Frank Bellotti doesn't recognize me from the State House. He hasn't seen me at the State House since 1991, and I look younger, right, Frank, than I did then.
Yeah, it can be quite an amazing transformation, and as a scientist, there's a lot of things that intrigues me. I mean, one thing that intrigues me is I don't know what they're doing to Joe Biden, right? But he's working somehow, so we have to figure out what's pulling the strings there in what he's doing.
His face looks okay, but I think he needs something between the ears. He needs a little work between the ears. Something's happening up there, and it's not good.
I had to throw that in there a little bit.
I'm sorry, I had to say that. I'm not a doctor, but I diagnose people that I see on television.
Yeah. But the regenerative technology is really neat. We have a lot of information on our websites showing about the research. Play the Rich Plasma has been amazing. There's a lot of research that's being done in the field. Cell therapy, I mean, it used to be that you'd go in and you have drugs or you'd have surgery. Now we have cell therapy, gene therapy, and all these amazing technologies that are out there. So you just have to see what regenerative medicine has to offer. It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing. I noticed the difference in my face just the next day when I was with the president at Mar-a-Lago. And then I had a picture taken with my daughter the day after Christmas. It's her birthday. And I thought I'd look even better then.
Yeah, I think the cell stimulation just keeps happening, right? So you stimulate the collagen, you start to make more collagen. It's just kind of like it's a true anti-aging effect. It's really easy to do. It's not very painful at all. There's really no pain involved at all in terms of the treatment.
Where do people go if they want to read more?
You can go to Regenerous Medical. RegenerousBoston.com is our website, and NewEnglandHair.com, NEHair.com.
Regenerous Medical?
Yeah, RegenerousBoston.com.
RegenerousBoston.com. RegenerousBoston.com. Thank you, Dr. Welter.
Thank you, Howie.
I'm looking forward to this procedure.